Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. I'm reading the NIV. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth. Those whose eyes are ever so hot, whose glances are disdainful. Those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and needy from among mankind. That's a nice verse. Like, what is that talking about? Well, in the King James, it's got in there, there is a generation who cursed their fathers. And then verse 12, there is a generation. Has anybody got a King James? I don't want to quote it without, am I close? There is a generation? Okay. You will notice in the King James that the words like there is, are they in italics?
Yeah.
Okay. That means, again, not attacking the King James, but that means they are not in the original Hebrew. They're placed there to help translate from Hebrew into English, which is always a struggle. Since the Tower of Babel, the languages don't always mesh. But you notice the word generation is not italicized. Because in the Hebrew it says, a generation who cursed their fathers. Generation, pure in their own eyes. And again, and the rest of the verse. Generation, who are ever so haughty. And finally, generation whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among mankind. In other words, I think what that is saying is generation, right here, who do not bless their mothers and they curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. It's like, well, what, that means the kid got mad one time and took off in the car swearing at his dad or something. No, that's not a sign of anything except, you know, a teenager. This word right here, the curse, again, I'm not promoting that, but this is bigger than a kid tearing off in the car, otherwise every generation's in trouble. Curse and do not bless is the ideal of not honoring, not looking to with favor. They consider it trivial. In other words, they look at their mother and father who have raised them in a godly heritage and say, not so. We don't consider that worth anything. They curse it. They don't accept it. In other words, they form their own gods. They get, let's go with the word idols, okay? They go somewhere else. Their own philosophy. They reject God. That leads to the next generation. A generation who are pure in their own eyes, but yet are not cleansed of their filth. They don't understand reality. They've got a new philosophy. They've got in their own minds, they don't recognize the sin nature of mankind. They don't recognize the problems the world has. They are pure in their own eyes, but they're not cleansed of the filth. They've got a huge problem. So this right here, we'll just say they're pure in their own eyes, right? Eyes here, something like that. They're pure in their own eyes. They can't judge the world correctly. And they're not going to begin to write philosophies and ideologies. They're going to start educational institutions to begin educating people with their new view of the world. Dangerous stuff right here. Because that's going to produce a generation. Guess what? The next generation. Whose eyes are ever so haughty and whose glances are disdainful. It produces, in a sense, the me generation. It's like, it's all about me. It's like they've lost complete touch with everything. The me generation, of course, they have children. And if you're in part of the me generation, you marry somebody for me. And if you don't like them, you get somebody else for me. And if you have children, it's for me. And these children, they grow up going, what? What? And they don't learn so many things. They don't learn about family. They don't learn about parenting. They don't learn anything except it's all about me, which was their parents. And that produces a generation who cannot even begin to comprehend, forget the stuff that they rejected here. They don't understand just basic human law, natural law. Sound familiar? And here it is. Those whose teeth, a generation, verse 14, a generation whose teeth are swords, whose jaws are set with knives, to devour the poor from the earth, to devour the needy from among mankind. In other words, there is nothing here. They're cold. It's not just about me. It's about common. It just makes common sense. You're worthless. We no longer need you. Now, I'm not going to jump into a political debate here, because everybody, who knows what's going on politically? Okay, maybe you do. But how about the death panels? Oh, I've heard about the death panels. I don't know if they're really there or not, but forget it. It doesn't matter if they're in there or not. They're coming. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? It's like, well, they're not there. Yeah, but you're thinking about it. Who's thinking about it? Everybody in this culture. It's not just the left or the right or the middle or who. It's like this culture is now a Hamas generation. This, if you go through these four cycles right here, by this generation right here, to devour the poor from the earth, the needy from among mankind. That is their level of reasoning. That they're there. Now, if you want me to just tie this together, 1880s, I believe, 1880s to the 1920s, I believe we took a huge dive in a culture. The intellectuals, you got Darwin, you've got the critics of the scriptures coming out. You've got, Karl Marx. All these guys coming out from this period right here of these rejecting God. Okay? You say, well, that was just those guys. Yeah, but no one had to listen to them. They didn't have, you could say whatever and went your way. But everybody followed them. That led to this next generation peering their own eyes, and they began to rewrite things. The key one here being, I was going to write Darwin and Dewey. Dewey, founder of our educational system today. He had a whole philosophy. His philosophy, no knowledge of the sin nature. He realized man needed to make improvements. But if you don't think man's got a sin nature, you know the only reason man does dumb things? He's dumb. So how do you fix that? Give them knowledge. They just need to know more. And so Dewey's, it's a great educational philosophy if we lived in a utopia and we just wanted to teach everybody. But he had no account in his worldview, no account of the sin nature, because the generation before that he had followed didn't accept the ideal of Scripture. That leads to the me generation, which most of us live there, and we know what that was like, and here we go. With this whole idea of more knowledge, what did we get in this generation? More intelligent sinners. They just were smarter. It's like they just did a better job of it. And that produced a generation that came from broken homes. I mean, the stats are just surrounding us. Broken homes around, and these kids, that doesn't mean because you come from a broken home you're going to be like corrupt or something. It just means the percentage of the, you know, it's going to be difficult to imitate family if you never saw family. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's like they couldn't repent of the sin of Jeroboam. How come? They didn't even know what it was. How can you establish family and marriage if you've got a whole generation, a majority of the generation, who's never seen it? And that leads to this Hamas generation. This was 1920. This was 1921 to 1960. This was 1960 to 2000. This is 2001. These are my own numbers. You don't have to accept them. 2040. Now, based on 40 years generations, that was like, for example, the Joshua generation. You go back to Abraham's time, they may have been 100-year generations, because he talks about the fourth generation going down into Egypt, coming back in the fourth generation, which was 400 years. This is a 40-year generation. I have to accept that. But it is kind of interesting. Does Hamas or a violent generation of violent culture sound familiar? I think and again, we're not there yet. We're not in 2040. We're just in 2009. The people of this generation are still, per se, in their 20s, 29. They're not even in government yet. You hear what I'm saying? Who's in government right now? The me generation. You think, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't even believe they're talking about it. Yeah, right. This is the me generation. This is the generation whose eyes are ever so haughty and their glances are disdainful. Wait until they get bumped out by the next generation. Let me read it to you again. Whose teeth are swords, whose jaws are set with knives, to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among mankind. That is the nature of the cultures that are overthrown throughout Scripture. Wait until they're in control. Listen. I mean, okay, you can think of yourself. But watch. Look at this. This generation is met with what? The sword. Ding, 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 ding. Any collections there? 9/11?
Maybe.
It's like that. That's not a matter of. And again, I said this before. I'll say it again. This is not a matter of the America needed to pray. What? Pray? What? You sound like the prophets of Baal. Wake God up! Wake God up! Cut yourselves! Dance around! We need to pray. No, right here. We needed to repent.